Hi, Kit.
Well, good morning, dear. It's Saturday morning. I'm making this tape for Friday, and I got me a glass of chocolate milk here and a cigarette, and thought I'd sit down and make a tape. Mother's gone downtown with David, and the twins are over at Cindy's. They're having a beauty contest today, and so I thought I'd sit down and make you tape because I went by and picked up my ticket yesterday. It was $303.99. Which is about $3 more than what Mary had quoted me, but she wasn't down there. So I didn't mess with it, but I leave Cheyenne here at 10:15, and then arrive in Denver at 10:42, I guess, and leave out of Denver at 12 noon by Western on flight 577, and I should get there at 5:20 in Honolulu time. So I think you probably got that. It's Western and flight 577 coming in from Denver. And I'll get there at 5:20, supposedly. Barbara said hers said 4 something, but they got there about 20 minutes early, I guess. So it probably depends on whether you get head or tailwind. But I never found the place to go down and get it. And they're starting another service up here in Cheyenne, though the plane leaves at 9:30. Which is rather surprising, but I got that taken care of yesterday, and then I went down to the bank, Cheyenne National Bank, and I wasn't quite sure that was the one where we banked our money, but I went on in there anyway, and I didn't have a check, so they had to make me out a check. I told the man I didn't know, you know, anything about getting traveler's checks and whatnot, and he was really sarcastic, and it really pissed me off, and he said, you know, make a check out to cash, and then I had to sign it on the back, but told him, I said, well, look, I don't have any checks. I said, my husband's got them all. He said, well, I'm sorry. And I said, well, look, I said, he's in Vietnam. And I said, it's going to take me. I said, you know, I can't write to him and have him send. I said, can't you do something? He said, well, yeah, we can print you one up. So he printed it up. And then he handed me fives and tens and twenties on traveler's checks. And I said, look, I said, don't you have any 50s? And he said, well, I don't know. And I said, well, if I take these things, we'll be signing checks all day. I said, surely, if you don't have them, one of the other cashiers have them. So he found the 50s, so that's what the traveler's checks are in. But I got that all taken care of, and I was so damn mad by the time I got home yesterday afternoon. I probably thought it was pretty damn stupid, but I feel like that's what they're getting paid for, is to answer questions and show you how to do stuff. So I said piss on it. So after, when I got ready to leave, I said, well, thank you for being so patient, you know, and so forth. And I said, just real nice about it. And I said, I hope you have a nice frontier work week, you know. And I walked out and I said, I hope it made you feel like a dipshit for being so damn rude. But anyway, I got it taken care of, and now all I gotta do is gather up a few more things and get my suitcase packed, and I've got to wash your white shirt sometime this week and get it dry, and I've already got your shoes out. I think they're the ones you want. It's the dress shoes, the black dress shoes, and the tie, I've got it out. I hope it matches. If it don't, well, you can just pick you up another one, I guess, while we're over there. But I sure be glad when it comes, because I'm getting anxious and I'm scared to death to fly, but I guess I'll get on the plane. I can get drunk or take tranquilizers or something. I don't know, but I'll be glad when it gets here, I'll tell you. There's not too much more, just about 10 days left, and that's a good deal. I should be on my way, and I'll really be glad to see it come, I'll tell you. Didn't get any mail from you yesterday, but I did get the package, or one of the package you had sent. And the ring's real pretty, and David's ring is just really pretty, and he really likes it. And it's just about a half a size too large for him. I think he can wear it, you know, out for dress occasions and stuff, and it fits over his knuckle fine. But I'd be a little afraid to let him wear it for every day because it's too nice of a ring. But I think he did like it. And my ring isn't rubies, honey. I'm sure of that. It's amethyst, which is my birthstone, which is fine. And it's real pretty. And the beggar beads mother likes, so she took those. And I guess the other stuff will probably be in sometime next week. I can't imagine coming in today since it took that long for it to get airmail. So I imagine it'll be in tomorrow, the next day, one or the other. Or not tomorrow, but, you know, Sunday. Monday or Tuesday next week. And June called yesterday, and she got mixed up and thought I wasn't going to be here. So Linda wasn't going to be able to come up, but she called to make sure, and then got that straightened out. And I guess their Packers are coming in Monday. And the movers will be there Tuesday, and then I guess they'll leave Wednesday. And Ralph's going to drive Linda on up here, so she should be here by next Friday, which will be a good deal. She can go to the melodrama, and also the rodeo is Saturday, so she'll be able to see that too. They're having the Thunderbirds in again, I think I told you, this year. So that should be pretty good. It's probably a good thing I'm not going to that rodeo Saturday, because I'm going to have to get David's clothes up and stuff for Sunday. And I think if Larry comes over, then I'll see if he can look at the roof and see if he thinks there's hail damage. There sure is a lot of it around here, I'll tell you. And the claims adjuster that was up on top of Martinez's house spotted damage on Barbara's house, so I imagine she'll be calling. So I thought I'd wait till I get over there and have you take care of that. This may be a 30-minute tape. If it is, I probably won't be able to finish it and just fill out one side here this morning, because I really haven't done an awful lot, and I'm just still about half asleep, though I slept until about 10 this morning, and it's 11 now, so I'm tired and can't think too clearly this early in the morning. I'm sure you know how that goes. I'm thinking about letting the kids go to the movie this afternoon. The Beatles are on, and they should enjoy that. And I should be getting the bank statement in the mail sometime today, or today, I hope. It's the 18th, so surely it should be in, I would think. And where I can get that checkbooks balanced out. I said, well, it's really terrible. I spent about $1,700 this month and don't have hardly anything to show for it, except, of course, for my ticket and then the traveler's checks and whatnot. But I'll be bringing the main checkbook with us, because I figure we can pay the motel bill. I just left the money in there to pay the motel bill with the hotel room. And he said for me to go to the hotel. Well, honey, I don't know if they've got, if it's Rainbow Towers or what it is. You better let me know, and if not, then I guess I'll probably meet you at the R&R Center. If you're not there to meet me at the plane. So that'll be a good deal. And then I can just take it from there. They got the Beatles on at the movie this afternoon, so I figured the kids like that. I think I'll see if Cindy and Chris can go with them. And I think Barbara's going to take her kids out to the carnival. Ours are bugging us, but I refuse to take them out there because the damn prices on those things are outrageous, and I can take them out to Kittyland, and they can have twice as many rides for the price it'd take me, you know, for them to spend out there. So I think I'll do that. So I won't do it next week or this coming week, because I'm just not going to have time, and there's going to be so much going on then anyway. And I guess Sally Mildred and them will be in Wednesday. And, Sally and Mildred, not them. But, so the breakfast is on, free breakfast downtown's on Wednesday and Friday, so I think they'll be able to make one of those, and I'll just feed the kids here at the house. But I gotta get the suitcase and get it packed here one of these days, next week, I guess. I'll probably do that Sunday. And I shouldn't forget anything, I hope not anyway. It was up to 90 degrees again yesterday, and we played golf with Karen yesterday morning. She had a 70, Mother had a 72, and I had a 77. Our putting was to be desired, but I hit some pretty good balls yesterday, and I was really dragging when we got around that. We played the back nine, and that course is really in beautiful condition this year, and it's really a shame that it's not used more than it is. However, they had some kind of a tournament out there yesterday, and it was really packed. And I think that's one of the reasons why I was so tired, because we had to let, you know, quite a few people play through. And when I quit, then I want to quit for good, not just rest for a few minutes and then get started again. But it should be all right, I guess. I don't know. I think I'm going to go ahead and play golf this Wednesday, and I hope that somebody shows up out there. I sort of doubt seriously that they will, but I can go out there and give it a try anyway, and I'll see if anybody turns up. If not, then I can just come on home. But I'd like to get one more day's play in and see if I'll be able to do that, or I can get a more of a handicap established. I don't think I played quite enough to have a solid handicap yet, so just have to wait and see. So the people are really starting to crowd into town now. The traffic's really getting bad, and I'll be glad when it's over with, this week's over with. I know it'll be a lot of fun for everybody, but I want the time to pass rapidly, where it won't be so long. I know it's going to pass like crazy when we're over there, but that's to be expected too, I guess. And I wasn't insulting on your last letter. I'll have you know about those shoes. I was just stating a fact, that's all. I've got to get up and get the... that was Mr. Benzer on the telephone. He's in charge of the Port Hueneme band, and he was supposed to call Mother, which that's who he was calling. So he's going to call back about 1 o'clock. Be nice if he takes us out to dinner tonight where we wouldn't have to cook, but I sort of doubt it. I've got to get the house clean today and try and keep up on the wash a little bit. I'm telling you, it just seems to pile up and pile up, but one of these days maybe I'll catch it all up. Who knows? I'm not going to hold my breath till I do, though. I can guarantee you that for sure. That sounds like you're still flying a lot and whatnot. I might make the time go by faster for you, but I imagine you get a little tired too, especially when you have to pull night duty in there. And I haven't really been doing anything to make me feel tired. I just sort of born that way and never got rested, I think. As contrary as Kathy's been the last couple of days, I don't think she's really felt too good, so I wouldn't be a bit surprised if she wasn't coming down with the mumps. Of course, she's got a cold, and her and Karen sleeping in the same bed, so I separate them same bed, so I separated them last night in hopes they'd get a good night's sleep, but I still think they all got up too early. But with this daylight savings time, it's so light outside, and they've been going to bed about 9:30 or 10 o'clock every night, and I think that's part of the problem. But it's really been, it's cool off at night, and it was nice and pleasant when I went to bed last night. But some nights it's pretty sticky inside, so I just don't know what's been their trouble. But I guess they'll make it all right anyway. But Dave was tickled to death to get to go downtown with his grandmother. They're just going down. I think she's going down to Woolworth and whatnot. So that'll be a good thing. And he'll enjoy that. I've got to get his clothes fixed up too. I think what I'm going to do is just send him one nice pair of pants and shirts. And he's got to ride in the parade next Saturday, which I assume it is next Saturday. So that'll be a good deal for them while they're all doing that, and I can get a little bit done around the house here, I guess. And that, we pretty well got all of our meals planned out, what we're going to have, and that's good if we don't lose them now. I almost had a stroke the other night. I sent the kids down. Well, I think I told you that about the ice cream anyway. As it turned out, it wasn't the freezer going bad. It was just the kids left the door open, and I asked Barbara if I could put stuff in her freezer and go ahead and get it defrosted one day next week. So I think I'll do that. And I'm going over either today or tomorrow and pick up a sleeping chair she's got over there to put in the twins' room where they'll have something. And I'm just going to be spending the night out on the sofa until David goes to Laramie with Johnson's. And then I guess I'll go down and sleep in his room. I guess what I'm going to do is just go ahead and put both leaves in the table in the kitchen and have to use the stools. And I think I've got one chair downstairs, so it should make enough room for feet all of us on. But it's sure going to be cramped, I'll tell you, for space in that kitchen. We get everybody in there eating. And it's times like that I really wished I had a picnic table where I could feed the kids outside, but I don't, and I'm not planning on getting one, I'll tell you, because I don't want to have to move it and everything. But maybe the next place we go to, we can get one, you know, if we're going to a nice area where it'd pay to get one. I guess fishing's going to be out for the next week or a week and a half. Or next couple of weeks, I should say. Unless Mother, of course, wants to drive them out there, which is fine. They probably enjoy it. I know David really enjoys it. The twins don't care too much about it, but they get a little bored, but that's all right, too. Well, honey, it looks like this tape is running off now, and so I'm going to go ahead and cut it short. And since this is a 15 or 30-minute tape, and before it runs off, I want to say I love you and I miss you, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you. We've only got 10 days to go, and I'll really be glad to see him, I'll tell you, because I've just had it. I'm just really need to get away, and I'm anxious to see you, and I'm getting more apprehensive every day. I said it's going to be like meeting a stranger in some ways, even though we do correspond, but it's just a funny feeling, I guess, and I'm scared of flying, which isn't going to help matters too much either. So if I'm sort of cranky when I get there, you'll just have to forgive me for the first 20 minutes or so, and I'll try not to be. But I do love you, and I'm so anxious to see you, and you take care of yourself, and don't you get sick now, and your 160-pound wife will be there to meet you with a big smile on her face. Well, bye, darling.